If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Nobody thought it was going to happen, but it is happening. Tonight, game seven for all the marbles. Winner take all in Everglades out of the Sawgrass at sunrise. Florida Panthers, they have choked away a 3-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Final. Edmonton has won the last three, and they're 3-3 with tonight for the whole kit and caboodle. Who is going to win Game 7? The Oilers already shut everybody up by winning three straight, and it'd be something that hasn't happened in 80 years, literally. The Panthers are trying to avoid the most epic collapse ever. I mean, honestly, is there anything bigger than this collapse? They got one more shot to win a fourth game and their first ever Stanley Cup. And there is so many things that have happened in Game 7s in history. It's not even funny. How about 10 Game 7s in NHL playoffs history, including tonight's game, prior to which a team held a 3-0 series lead. 10 times it's happened. Three times a team has now rallied from a 3-0 series deficit in the Cup Final. Both other times took place during World War II. In 45, the Leafs blew a 3-0 lead to the Red Wings, but then they won Game 7. Then there's 1942, the only time a team ever overcame a 3-0 deficit in the series to win the Cup. The Leafs did it against the Red Wings 3 years before they prevented Detroit from returning the favor. So the Oilers could be the first team in 82 years to pull it off and only the second team ever to do it. Three other times a team has overcome a 3-0 series deficit to win a playoff round of any kind. The 75 New York Islanders did it to the Penguins in the quarterfinals. And the Flyers beat the Bruins in the second round of the 2010 postseason. And the Kings sent the Sharks home losers in the first round a decade ago, all in that manner. How about 2019? The last time there was a Game 7 in the Cup Final. That was when the Blues beat the Bruins 17 times. The previous Game 7s in the championship round. It's 12-5, the win-loss record for the home teams in those 17 Game 7s. The home team has won 12 times. How about 0-3? How home teams have fared in the last three that have happened. The Bruins lost in their own arena 5 years ago, but then they beat the Canucks in Vancouver in 2011. That's when they tried to burn down the city of Vancouver, the fans. 2 years before that, in 2009, the Penguins beat the Red Wings in Game 7 in Detroit in the greatest hockey game I ever witnessed or that I was ever involved in, because I love the Penguins more than I love my family. That was just unreal when the Flower, Marc-Andre Fleury, with a diving save with 2 seconds left, flying across the crease to make the most dramatic save ever and secure the cup for the Penguins. They would go on to win two more in 16 and 17. They had lost in 08. How about the number 198? Game sevens in the history of the Stanley Cup Finals, including the game tonight. The league introduced the seven-game format in 1939. The number four. Game sevens in the 23-24 playoffs, including tonight's final clash. The Oilers beat the Canucks in seven in round two after a pair of instances in round one. The Stars did it to the Knights, and the Bruins did it to the Leafs in the opening round after going the distance. The number two, game sevens in the Cup Final that went to overtime. The Wings, having won both of those on their home ice, they beat the Rangers in the second overtime in 1950. 4 years later, the Wings did it against the Canadiens in the first overtime. Panthers and Oilers ties to game seven. Their ties to it. Well, the number three, game sevens, the Panthers have played in before tonight. They beat the Penguins 3-1 to win the Eastern Conference Final in 96. Lost 3-2 to the Devils in overtime in the first round in 2012. And upset the Bruins, who were dominant at the time, with a 4-3 overtime win in the first round last year. The number 12. Game sevens the Oilers played in before tonight. They've won 8 of them, 8 of the 12. And they're 66% is tied with the Panthers and Sharks for fourth in NHL history. How about 2-0? The Oilers' record in overtime of game sevens, 2-0. They defeated the Stars in an extra overtime in the first round in 97. 6 years earlier, the Oilers took care of the Flames in overtime of their division semifinal series. Three. Teams that won their first Stanley Cup championship with a victory in Game 7. The Panthers could join the Blues in 2019, the Canes in 06, and the Lightning in 04. And again, two, the Cup Final Game 7s the Oilers have played in before tonight. The Canes beat Edmonton in the 06 final, but the Oilers beat the Flyers in 87. What about 2013? The last time a team from the NHL, NBA, or baseball based in Miami played in a Game 7 in the championship round. The Heat beat the Spurs that year. The only previous time it happened was 97, when the Marlins bought the World Series and they beat the Indians. That was 1997, if you remember, with Jim Leland. How about 10 game sevens that Oilers forward Corey Perry has played in? 10 game sevens. He's 5-5 with 4 goals and 2 assists in those games. Perry is one of 7 active guys who played in at least 10 game sevens. How about the number 5 game sevens that the Panthers forward Vladimir Tarasenko has played in? 5 of them. He leads the Florida roster in that regard, certainly. He's the only player on either team who's played in a Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Russian helped the Blues over the Bruins in 2019 with an assist in that game. And how about 2? Active NHL players who've notched a hat trick in a Game 7. Oilers forward Matthias Janmark scored 3 times for the Golden Knights against the Wild in the first round in 21. And then there's Colorado Avs forward Joel Kiviranta, the other player, having accomplished the feat with the Stars against his current team in the second round in 2020. What about 35? Sergei Bobrovsky can join Johnny Bower, Gump Worsley, Patrick Waugh, and Tim Thomas as the only goaltenders to win a Cup Final Game 7 at that age or older, 35 or older. How about 4-0? Panthers head coach Paul Maurice's record in game sevens. He's 4-0. He can join Stars coach Peter DeBoer as the only head coaches in NHL history to win their first five game sevens. How about DeBoer? He's 8-0 in game sevens. And what about 1994? The last and only other time opposing 50-goal scorers from the season in question faced off in a Game 7 of the Cup Final. Pavel Bure of the Canucks took on Adam Graves of the Rangers in that series. This time it's Sam Reinhart and Zach Hyman. Well, there's a lot to swallow there. There's a lot of action tonight. A Game 7. It's going to be insane. I can't wait.